So, Josh here with Miller's Radio, and I'm here with Miller's Blair. Return to Meadow Lane. Irrelevant of the result, how did it feel to walk back on this ground?
It was very strange because one of the last times I walked out in here, it was against Forest in front of 15,000. So, a bit of a different atmosphere, but again, you know, the mission was to win the game. And we got it done. Credit to everyone, you know, not, part of the club.
Not only did we get it done, though, we got it done in style.
Absolutely.
So, 4-1, what changed between the two meetings we've had with them in the league?
We knew it was all or nothing. You know, in the league, you know, you can get a draw here or a loss here and you can go forward. But we knew tonight it's all or nothing. So, we had to win for the club.
So, we only leaked one goal, which was helpful. How do you think the defence did today?
I think we struggled at first. But we recognised their strengths and then adapted at half-time. You know, the gaffer said, tighten up at the defence, tighten up the midfield. And, you know, we limited their chances second half. So I think credit to the gaffer for his tactical prowess. But, yeah, you know, we got it done.
And then we'll talk up front. So before we talk your goal, talk me through the others.
So I can't recollect the whole of them, but I know the first goal, you know, Aaron Hooton started it well. You know, Hooton's been tremendous for his whole season. You know, I think he's a top goal scorer now, so credit to him for getting the man of the match today as well. Second goal, I actually cut inside, had a shot on my right foot, Keith made a great save to the left, and then Danny Elliott was there to hit it crossbar and in. And yeah, that's the other two. Then obviously the last goal, Fenner made a mistake, and then Hooton was there to pounce onto it for the fourth.
And then we'll go to yours. Now, before we talk yours, I've got another, like, how frustrating was it to hit the freaking woodwork twice in the first half, mate?
Oh, you know what? I told myself tonight, when I get a chance in goal, put on target. You know, I've been practicing with Lee. Lee's one of our assistants. I've been practicing a lot on my finishing in training. So I knew tonight I had to get on target, especially because I've got a lot of space in this pitch. So I was happy to do that and, you know, happy to score the goal at the end.
And the goal, like, I mean, it weren't just a goal, was it? It was beautiful, lovely placed. Obviously, everyone froze because of the decision from the ref. Everyone was a bit confused. You turn, small angle, like, talk me through your headset as the ref, like, says no decision and then what you do.
Yeah, so I thought initially it was going to be a penalty because Hoots went down with the keeper. But again, you know, I've learned over the years playing football to, you know, wait for the whistle. So I've cut inside, as you said, a little angle to put it in. But, you know, I thought put it on target, and fortunately, you know, top corner, brilliant. I'm really chuffed at the end of the season now. I'm thrilled.
And how gratifying is it after a difficult season, not only for yourself, obviously starting pre-season, thinking you were playing with Notts for the season, and then ended up with us, like, and having a difficult season with us that's been a bit up and down. How gratifying is it that you've got silverware to show up for it?
It's fantastic, you know. Obviously, when I thought I got a contract at Notts, it put me back a little bit. But again, I've come to play for Carlton. It's really humbled me. It's really got my appetite for the game again. And, you know, I'm really happy that we've finished off such a high because, again, it's been a tough season, like you said. But, you know, we managed to persevere at the end and get the 4-1 win. So, fantastic from the guys.
And how much do you think it means to not only the club, but the gaffer in his second year in charge of the club? Like we've said, difficult season. How much does it mean to him, obviously, getting a trophy in his second season?
I think it gives him a lot of confidence going into pre-season now. You know, it's going to be a way to get players in. You know, we won the cup, and it's, you know, to win the Notts Senior Cup is pretty big in the area. So I think it's a way to get players in for next season again and to go on and just continue the momentum. You know, last game, won, cup, go again next season.
And talking about going again next season, where do you think Carlton can reach?
I think if we become more organised, get a few more players in, tighten up the squad, I think it could be, you know, up there in the playoffs next season.
I like that. Kieran said the same.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, Will. Congratulations on the cup, mate.
Thank you.